Hey everyone, and welcome back to your exclusive weekly patron cast. This time it's season 4, episode 28, and this one will be all about the channel itself, because I have some thoughts about some of my sponsors, I have some thoughts about the creativity or lack thereof that I've had on the channel for a few months now. We have some performance problems on the channel as well, and I just thought I would just talk it through. It's not going to be me whining or whatever, it's just going to be explaining what I think and maybe trying to find a new creative wind to start taking the channel a bit further, because right now I feel like I'm in sort of a routine that isn't necessarily super interesting for me in terms of creating video, but also probably doesn't make for the best videos for other people as well. So we'll begin by talking about the sponsors and the channel performance. In terms of sponsors, we still have the usual long-term partnerships that have been signed. We have Proton for Proton Mail, VPN, Pass, Drive, whatever else. I use their services. I think they're great for privacy, for just general open source. They're a fantastic product, so happy to have them. TuxCare, really cool if you have a server fleet or if you work as a sysadmin. Fantastic tools. They've been there. They've been sponsoring the channel, I think, almost for, they've been the longest sponsors I've ever had, I think. It's been like 4 or maybe 5 years, and they just don't show any signs of stopping the support, which is really awesome. I still have Tuxedo, of course, but I don't necessarily have a contract with them, so they could stop at like 3 months' notice. But for now, they're still keeping at it. They're sending me new hardware to review, and they seem relatively pleased, or at least if they're displeased, they're not telling me. And we have Squarespace, which we still have a contract with until the end of the year, and then we'll see if it's renewed or not. It's already the second time they renewed it, so likely they'll stick around a little bit unless the channel goes under. These are all sponsors that are here to stay. We also have Chasm Workspaces. We have an informal agreement of one video per month. They will let me know if they need to stop this. They have returned after a small hiatus, and I really like their product too, so really happy to have them on board. The sponsor I'm unsure about is Ground News. I still think their service is good, because I think it's important these days to look at a story, not from a single source or single article, but to have multiple articles talking about the same source and to see the various bias in coverage. So I've got nothing against the product. I think the product is good, but as a sponsor, as an entity, they sort of annoy me a bit. We agreed on 60-second long mentions on 2 videos per month. It's just a 3-month contract. It ends at the end of July. The issue here is that I offer them concise scripts for the mention that I know I can read and deliver in about a minute, maybe a minute and a half. They always make edits to these scripts to include every single feature that Ground News has, meaning that I end up with 2 minute, 2.5 minute long scripts, which is way too long for a YouTube sponsor, and I kinda have no choice but to record that if I want to meet the deadline, because they also take a really long time to answer on these scripts and the edited mentions, meaning that if I keep bickering with them, I basically lose the slot, because I lose the money, basically. I just cannot publish the video because there's too many back and forth. So this is really annoying. It kind of feels like they're pushing me to get more than what they pay for, and I don't like it. They also sort of try and modify the scripts to give a very commercial tone to the sponsored mention, which, hey, it's an ad, of course it's going to sound commercial. I'm not going to say, hey, this service is sort of okay, click on it to see it. Hey, it's sort of okay. Not the best, just cool. Like, of course, we're not going to say that. It's an ad, it's a sponsor. I'm going to say it's good, because if I didn't think it was good, I wouldn't promote it on the channel anyway. But if I use my words and speak with the way I speak in the videos, it's probably going to perform better. If I say, oh, this Ground News helps you leverage every single synchronicity and synergy that you've ever dreamed in a business-focused orientated context, like, no one is gonna want to buy this thing. It's gonna sound completely unnatural and terrible. If I say, hey, this service lets you know about various sources of information, their biases, who owns them, so it's better to get out of your echo chamber, Like, people understand this kind of language. This is how I talk in my videos normally. This is not the tone that they want me to have in Dimensions, and I really don't like this. So, in short, Ground News is really annoying me in the relationship part of things, so chances are I will not renew the contract with them when it ends at the end of July, if they even want to renew it. I don't know, maybe they don't. At the very least, if they want to keep it going, I will say, okay, you know what? We can, but we need to agree on way better rules and guidelines than what we've agreed upon, because you are just not following the things that we agreed upon, and that's annoying. So I will pose more conditions, like I have the final say for the script and for Dimension, and Dimension cannot be longer than a minute and 10 or a minute and 20 seconds, because that's just the limit that people will be even willing to watch. And even for me, like, I'm invoicing them for a 60-second ad. I don't want to have a 2.5-minute ad read. That's way too much for a 15 or 17-minute long video. It's just too much. Now, after the sponsors comes the channel's performance, and July, for now, is a disastrous month in terms of views, of view duration, of subscribers, of revenue. It is horrible. Everything is down across the entire channel. New videos get way less views, old videos are not being suggested anymore, watch time is down, revenue has fallen. It is a disaster. I don't quite know what the cause of this is. I have some ideas that I'll talk about in a minute. But I know it's a period of holidays. Usually July isn't a terrible month for the channel. I thought maybe my vacation of about 10 days without a video would be a problem, and maybe that's what the issue is. But the first video I published after I came back, it was the video about Plasma 6.1, and it did really, really well. It's still kind of driving the month of July right now, even though it's been published about a month ago. And everything after that Plasma 6.1 video has been really down in terms of trends, in terms of views, to the point where I now have view numbers equivalent to what I had when I had about 100,000 less subscribers on the channel. And subscriber numbers don't really mean crap on YouTube. You've got channels that have like 1 million sub and do like 500 views per video. You've got channels who have like 10,000 subscribers but have 1 million views on certain videos. It doesn't really mean anything. But my channel has grown relatively linearly and consistently, and generally my views scale up with the number of subscribers. Now the views are way down, and the number of new subscribers on the channel is also way down. We went from 5,000 new or 4.5 to 5,000 new subscribers per month to about 3,000 in July. We went down from 1.2, 1.3 million views per month down to a little bit less than 1 million. Watch time went down from 100,000 minutes, or 100,000 hours, to about 89,000. And revenue is basically down, not only because the views are less, but also because the revenue per 1,000 views is down 50 cents compared to what it was in June. So it's just an apocalyptic month for the channel, and it went down super fast. And I don't really have that much of an explanation. Now, if I look at the analytics for the recent videos, what it looks like is that YouTube isn't pushing the videos I'm making to the subscribers, at least less than it used to. YouTube never shows your video to every single one of your subscribers. The subscription feed isn't a complete and an entire list of all the videos from all your channels. YouTube decides what will be shown in here. If you have 3 or 10 channels you subscribe to, maybe even up to 20, you will probably see every video from every channel. If you're subscribed to 50, 60, 100 channels, they will filter things in there. And channels that you don't watch all that regularly will start appearing less and less, and since you see less of their videos, then you watch them less, and then it's like a vicious cycle, meaning you just won't see this channel anymore, even though it is in your subscriptions subscription list. The views from notifications is also down. YouTube also doesn't send notifications to most people, let's be honest. Even if you turned on notification, chances are you will not receive them for every single video, because YouTube decides that they don't want to bombard you with notifications when every single channel publishes, so they will filter them out and they will only send some of those notifications. YouTube doesn't send them all that much for my channel anymore, apparently. And since subscribers see my videos less and thus watch them less, there's also the fact that YouTube recommendations are less. YouTube doesn't recommend the videos as much as it once did to other people that might not have been subscribed, because the number of recommendations that YouTube, well, the number of people YouTube recommends your videos to is directly linked to the initial performance from your subscribers. The more your subscribers watch your video as soon as it's released, the more YouTube will push it to more people, which is the only reason why subscriber numbers matter, because this gives you an instant bigger base for people to start watching the video, YouTube saying, hey, this thing is doing nicely, let's push it to more people. That's why you should always create videos that your subscribers will enjoy, because if they enjoy it, chances are YouTube will push it to other people. This has not been happening a lot in July for me anymore. And I don't want to whine. I'm not whining. Videos still are doing 30, 35, 40, 45,000 views after a week. It's not horrible, but it is way less than it used to. In previous month, videos rarely did under 50,000 views. A video that did badly was around 45. Now, a video that does well is at 45 in July. Videos often reach 60, 65, 70,000 after a week. Some videos pass the 100,000 mark relatively easily. It was much better. And yeah, in July, it's not. So first, let me say it is not a problem for the business right now in its current state. It is a monetary loss, definitely. But since my channel isn't only reliant on Google ad revenue, I've got sponsors, I've got your support, which is an important part nowadays of how the channel survives, I'm not that much impacted. It is an impact, it is obviously less comfortable, and it is not super reassuring, but it doesn't put the channel in danger at all. I can still pay my bills for now, no problem. It just needs to stop going down, because if it keeps going down again and again over multiple months, then this is going to start to be an issue, because obviously sponsors won't get their money's worth, so they might drop out, and, well, maybe you will stop supporting me because you're going to see my videos less as well. It's going to be a vicious cycle, which I really don't want that to happen for the channel, because I love this job. I want to keep doing it. It's really fun. So, now, what could be the cause of this? My leading theory is that I had two videos in a row that were disliked more than usual. There was the desktop metaphor sucks video, which the reaction to was very negative, and I don't really understand why people took it to heart that much. It stands as at a like-to-dislike ratio of about 90 to 91%, which is really, really low for the channel. Usually videos are at 97 to 99% like-to-dislike ratio, meaning like for 100 likes, I get 1 to 3 dislikes. For the desktop metaphor video, I'm at basically 1 dislike for 10 likes, well, for 9 likes, which isn't that good at all. This video thus wasn't very well received, and it was shown in its growth. It exploded at the beginning, it gathered a lot of views, and then all of a sudden it plateaued, stopped, and YouTube stopped pushing it. So I'm thinking for YouTube, maybe 90% like to dislike is a threshold, or maybe 95% is a threshold where they say, hey, this... Now, a lot of people are not liking this. There might be something wrong in here. So this was the first one. This was followed by the problematic projects video, which also only got about 94 to 95% like to dislike ratio, because of course, when you say things about certain projects, you say that they have potential problems. They're totally objective fans tend to not really be happy, especially in this case, the Hyperland fans really did not like the coverage of the issues they had in their community. I'm not going to debate that here. Their lead developer made a blog post about this, which completely mischaracterizes what I said and attributes things to me that I picked from an article, not from them. They think my coverage wasn't objective. It's their right to think that. Maybe it wasn't. Who cares? I'm not going to debate that. The fact of the matter is, maybe with two videos in a row that had a bit more dislikes than usual, and let's keep things in focus, it's still like 90% of people liked the video over the number of people who disliked it. It's not a drama, but maybe for YouTube, it is an indication that there's something wrong with these videos, and two videos in a row, Maybe YouTube started thinking the channel wasn't reliable and shouldn't be pushed for a minute because, you don't know, maybe those videos aren't good anymore. Maybe some people even reported those videos because people do that on YouTube when they disagree with you. They will report your videos for misinformation, for hateful content, or whatever else they can imagine. So maybe that happened as well on certain videos, and YouTube took that as a sign that maybe they should be more careful with my videos. I don't really know. If that's the case, it won't be a problem, because those videos were one of a kind. I often try to shy away from big controversies, from inflammatory videos. I really honestly didn't think that the desktop metaphor sucks video would be that disliked. I just explained why I thought the desktop metaphor wasn't really the pinnacle of computer evolution, and some people really took that to heart, apparently. I didn't expect that at all. For me, it wasn't going to be a controversial video at all. I was expecting people to say, hey, you know what? Your ideas are bad. Like, no, this has been tried. It's bad. It's not interesting. I much prefer this one. That's it. I was expecting polite disagreement, but not dislike bombing. And so I was very surprised. I'm not planning on making videos that are really controversial or anything. My channel has very rarely indulged in the clickbait or controversy thing. I don't like doing the videos. I know they can do better numbers, but then the fallback in the comments and online is so annoying to deal with and stresses me out so much that it's never been worth it for me to deal with that stress with the number of attacks and bad comments and whatever. I just hate it. So I tend to shy away from these topics. So if the problem is that I had two videos that were disliked more than what YouTube likes in a row, then this will solve itself, because most of my videos very likely won't be as disliked in the future. Probably, I hope, because the topics will be a bit less controversial, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, that's my main lead here. Two videos being disliked in a row, even though they haven't really been disliked, because it's still a lot of more people liking them than disliking them. But maybe that's a signal for YouTube to say, let's pause how much we promote this channel a little bit. The other possibility is that I declined a meeting with my YouTube partner manager. When you pass a certain threshold in terms of channel size, YouTube attributes you a person that you can refer to and ask questions to. They are not that present, and they probably handle like 10,000 different channels at the same time. But they had offered a meeting with me, a virtual meeting, to ask what could I do to improve the channel. And I have already done these meetings with two or three previous partner managers. The thing they tell you is basically, oh, I see you're not using shorts and live streams, so maybe you should do that to grow your channel. And you're saying, shorts, I don't really like the format, and people who watch my channel tend to not really like them either for news. And live streams, I just don't have the time, and that's it. I declined this meeting because I knew what they were going to say. Maybe this is a no-no for YouTube as well. Maybe if you decline the meeting with your partner manager, maybe they decide, hey, you know what? This guy is not interested in growing his channel. He won't help us push our new features, so we're gonna stop pushing their channel. So I sent a channel just in case to my partner manager. She's on vacation until like tomorrow or the day after that. I just asked her to see if she knows what's going on, if she's able to take a look, if she's allowed to tell me if there's something here, some kind of shadow banning or whatever else could be happening behind the scenes. And we'll see. Maybe she can help. Maybe she can tell me, oh yeah, that's because you had two videos disliked. Just try to not do that. Or maybe she'll be like, oh yeah, we demoted you from the partner program because you refused the meeting. And in this case, I'll say, okay, well, let's have the meeting. Let's get back on track and tell me what you think. And just, we can solve it. It's not a big problem. I just hope it doesn't keep going down because, it is a psychological problem. Like, you're used to push a video. It's always in the top 5 of your last 10 posted videos, you're always doing better than previously, and all of a sudden, for an entire month, for the past like 6 or 7 videos, you're doing worse and worse and worse and worse, which, it's not a feel-good moment. You're seeing your revenue go down, your subscribers not grow up as much as they used to, the views going down. It's not a good feeling, and since it's my business, it also means you start worrying about the sustainability of this. For now, it's not a problem, but who knows? So I'll keep you posted if this evolves in any direction or another. I'm taking steps to try and find the issue. I'm not here to complain, to call for help or whatever else. If it sounds like I'm whining, I'm really sorry. That is not at all what I want to do here. I just want to understand what's happening and try and fix it if I can. That's it. So, not a big issue. Tons of channels went through this same thing and just went out fine on the other side. It's not a big problem. I'm not really all that worried. I just wanted to tell you, just in case you had noticed, that maybe my energy levels were a bit lower, or maybe like the view numbers on videos. I don't know if people pay attention to that, but if they do, you might have noticed that they're not as good as they once were. So I just wanted to talk about it with you guys. Now, way more quickly, the second thing I wanted to talk about is basically where do I go with this channel? This has been a question I've been asking myself a little bit. What do I do? What do people want to see on this channel? Because I feel like my usual musings and thought experiments on is this thing UX user-friendly, or is this thing well-designed, or what are the remaining issues with Linux, all those thought experiments and the UI UX analysis, They're a bit overplayed by that point. They're played out, they're overcovered. I talked about them at length. I don't think I can really add all that much to this sort of discussion. And honestly, when I do one of these videos, it always feels like I'm retreading points that I've already made in previous videos. Distro reviews, I'm not super interested in them if it's just to cover, hey, this is a new distribution, look at what it does. Apart from the big names that a lot of people will use, like Ubuntu or Mint, these are important distributions. They have a sizable part of the desktop market share, so they need to be covered on the channel. Desktop updates are also a given. Every GNOME major update, KDE major update, probably Cosmic when it releases as well, maybe Budgie when they move away from just being a GNOME Plus sort of apps on top of it. These will be interesting to make, and I think we're entering an interesting period in the Linux desktop where, as Wayland is more and more stable, there will be more and more time freed to stop doing Wayland features and start doing more revamps and more interesting stuff that is not just, we are now up to par with X11 on this thing as well. I think it's going to open up a lot more development time for more interesting things. I also really like the type of videos that I've been making with the polls, where I ask people, what is your problem with this? Or what do you think about that? Or what do you use for this and that? And then making a video analyzing the results. These, of course, at some point will run out or become too niche or too small. If I start asking people, hey, what is your terminal of choice? A video about this is definitely not going to rack in the numbers or interest a lot of people. But we still have plenty of stuff to cover on the distros, on the web browsers, on maybe even the setups that people use, multi-monitors, laptops, desktops, stuff like that. It could be very interesting as well. There are plenty of stuff we can do. And in every single one of these videos, some issues arise that give me ideas that I can cover. Like, oh, this is a problem? Really? I didn't notice that. And then maybe start looking more in depth at this specific issue because it seems to affect a lot of people. So these are very interesting to make. I think the community generally likes them. They've been well received on the channel as well. So I think we're going to keep doing those. I feel like the beginner help videos don't really fit the channel's audience anymore. Most people who are subscribed to the channel already use Linux. They don't really seem to care about, hey, this is how you pick your distro. This is what you should do after installing Linux. Do those 10 things, whatever. I don't feel like most subscribers of the channel have any interest in that. And honestly, there are so many things online that already cover this that I don't think I can add anything to the beginner help sort of videos. Now, what I would like to start covering more or to cover more yet again is cool applications, more open source software in general. I used to do an App Spotlight series on the channel where I showcased a specific application. I think I want to do those more again. They have limited interest immediately when you talk about them, because of course, if you talk about a to-do list app that is super featureful, a lot of people don't use that and won't care. If you talk about audio recording app, a lot of people never care about this. So obviously, these won't interest the entire channel's audience, but they're still going to be cool and they will have probably a bit more success over time If the keywords are good enough, people will find them looking like, I don't know, if I look for, hey, what's the best to-do list app on Linux? Boom, they can find my video. So this could work, and these are interesting to do as well. And they also put the spotlight on the community and on cool developers, which is what I like to do on the channel. Obviously, the alternatives to sort of videos can also keep going. The last one I made about alternatives to Obsidian and things like that did really, really, really well. So there's definitely an avenue to exploit here as well. News are here to stay. Obviously, they are nice to make. They are nice to discuss. They are an important part of the channel. I am not moving away from that. The news podcast you guys are having and the news video that I published every week, they're still going to stay. These are not going away. But apart from that, what do you feel like the channel is missing? What are the topics you'd like me to talk about? More Linux history stuff, maybe. I think that could be interesting. Analyzing a particular era of how Linux was started, how it happened, how it almost got, I don't know, canceled or deleted or replaced or almost didn't win a certain period of history, maybe a specific decision, analyzing why did the Linux kernel go with this direction, or why did old distros decide to use X11 instead of a competitor, or whatever else. I could also do more distro reviews. I really don't want to do a, oh look, this is another Arch-based distro, but they tweaked GNOME more, so it's different. This is not interesting. Looking at a wallpaper, looking at the three extensions and the theme they added to GNOME or the default apps, this doesn't matter. It doesn't change the experience at all. If a distro has its very own desktop environment, absolutely, it's a different experience. Cool. If they have a completely different way of installing software or handling installed software, or if it's a weird immutable distro, sure, why not? But if it's just, hey, look, it's Ubuntu with a different GNOME, who cares? I don't want to talk about this. If I can find an interesting angle for some distributions, this could be fun. So if you have distributions that you know about that would be very interesting in their concept, like, I don't know, maybe something based on Ublu, could be cool. Could be cool. Are there also things that you'd like me to take a look at and to explain? Stuff that isn't clear or doesn't really have many resources online. Maybe how to configure SC Linux, AppArmor, maybe how specific hardware works, or how to configure specific online accounts to sync correctly with Linux. Things like that. I am open to all of these kinds of ideas. I might not know how to do it myself, but I'll definitely take the time to research it and to make a video about it. So, probably what you're going to see really soon is me creating a one question poll that I will share on the YouTube channel's community page, on Patreon. Maybe I'll make a YouTube short just to let people know, hey, this is a poll. Let me know what you'd like to see on the channel. I'll gather the ideas and I can add those to the idea list and start working on cool stuff. So it's just going to be one question, like, what would you like me to cover on the channel? And just suggest one app, one terminal command, one like distribution, anything. Just list everything that you'd like me to cover and I'll just save that somewhere and parse through it every month to see things that could be interesting to cover. Because recently, I feel like maybe since the beginning of the year, maybe the end of last year, I feel like I sort of locked myself into a few specific types of videos that are not necessarily super interesting to a lot of people. They make me feel like I'm retreading ground that I've already covered on the channel. Stuff like packaging formats, stuff like problems that Linux has for beginners or for advanced users, or stuff like, hey, Windows does this and we don't, or hey, we do this better than Windows and macOS. I feel like I've already covered this to death, and it seems to be the only ideas that pop in my head lately, and I'm annoyed at that. So I need to get out of this routine, and I think asking people for suggestions could provide not only a ton of ideas and cool things that I had never heard about, but also it might start creating a few connections in my brain and get some creative juices flowing. Maybe if I can see, hey, a lot of people are really talking about specific distributions that I never really covered before. Like, I don't know, not Arch-based, but maybe the OpenSUSE side of thing. Or hey, people are really talking a lot about this specific app or this specific terminal, or people really want to know how to use AI on Linux, or whatever. It might just open up a few doors to talk not specifically about how to run AI on Linux, but maybe do a more thought, opinion-based thing on this kind of topic. I don't know. It could be interesting. So this will keep things interesting for me, because I won't feel like I'm working on the same topics over and over again, and it will probably make the channel way more interesting for most people, because it just won't be too stale. I think I need this little kick in the butt with those suggestions and this tough love, so let me know what you'd like to see in the channel, and I will experiment a bit more, because the channel is called The Linux Experiment, and I don't really feel like I've experimented quite a lot lately, so let me know what you think, and stay tuned for maybe a little poll that I publish really soon, so people can give me a ton of ideas, and I can start maybe like getting out of this stupid routine, because I'm sort of bored at the minute of just having opinion-based videos and the usual, hey, packaging formats, hey, what about it, man? It's just not the best experience for me anymore, so I need to get out of this. There are so many things to cover on the Linux side of things that I feel retreading the, hey, this is how you help beginners on board on Linux, or, hey, this is a distro that modified GNOME a bit more than Ubuntu. We can do better than this, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have plenty of ideas on what to do to be better than this. So anyway, this is the end of this long rant. I hope you enjoyed listening to this one. I can assure you I am not whining or complaining. I just feel a little bit annoyed at the performance of the channel, and so I'm trying to find ideas and things to get out of this. So, of course, any feedback is welcome, even if it's tough feedback. Even if you're going to tell me that, hey, you know what, you're sort of annoying these days, or, oh man, your videos really sucked lately, like, let me know. I need to know this if I want my videos to not suck anymore. So let me know everything you think about all of this. And as always, thank you all for supporting what I do. Welcome to everyone who joined in the past week. There's been an enormous influx of new YouTube members and Patreon subscribers, so thank you all for supporting what I do. I hope this first version of the Patreon cast you're listening to won't turn you off too much, because it might feel like a rant, but let's be honest, the Patreon cast is usually a weekly rant anyway. So thanks for supporting, and I guess you will hear me in the next one next week. Bye!